This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the 4th of February, 10:05 in the morning. We're starting off with Open for Business, and Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab is with me today. Our topic is incredible morning routines for incredible days. The few choices you make each morning determine whether you'll be productive and effective all day or whether you'll be reactive and merely putting out fires throughout your day. So how you start your day determines and plays a large part of how you perform during the day. And today, Jeevan Sahadevan, the founder of Leverage Lab, takes us on an adventure through fascinating and powerful and also interesting morning routines of several of his clients, and also from those several famous celebrities. Some of them we may actually know already, you know, and we may have watched some of their shows as well. So we're going to go through how they start their mornings and duplicate what you like and start having incredible days ahead of every day in your 2019. And also for those of you who actually woke up and went to work this morning, kudos to you, because that was it's a challenge for many of us. Also, Jeevan, you've put together 4 questions.
That's right.
And we will be looking at each person's morning routine based on these four questions. So the big 4 questions, and also I think probably, you know, we should get the whoever's listening to this show now to also, you know, write down these 4 questions and then you'll try to go through it yourself as well. That's so the 4 questions are: what is your morning routine? How long have you stuck with this routine and what has changed? Mm-hmm. And then the 3rd question is, what time do you go to sleep? That's and the 4th one is, do you do anything before bed to make your morning easier? That's interesting. Why these 4 questions?
Well, these 4 questions, they elicit your morning routine very clearly. Mm. So these are some of the best questions to ask to dig out someone's morning routine. And pretty much, I mean, how you start your morning tends to set the tone for your entire day. And I've been coaching now for 19 years, and I've worked with all kinds of people from all kinds of industries. And I find that the days of these people I work with, their days tend to change when their morning routines change.
Ah.
So this is fascinating stuff. So some of the routines I'm going to share with you today, they're very different. Some border on weird as well. but they're all fascinating, and these are really high powered routines. And in order for someone to really set up a morning routine, these questions will really help you. So it gets you thinking. So it'll get you thinking about your routine as well. So some people say things like, "Hey, Jeevan, you know, I just wake up, I just shower and rush to work." Well, that's also a routine. It's just a lousy one.
Yeah, you may be rushing throughout your whole day.
Exactly.
Right?
The whole day tends to be one of putting fires out. So you see, I mean, so we all have routines, just that some of it may be very ineffective. So I'm going to share 5 very effective routines. 3 of them are my clients, the first 3. Mm-hmm. And the other 2 are some famous personalities that people would have heard of as well. Mm-hmm. And all 5 routines, I love them all. They're really incredible routines.
Okay, and then towards the end, I think I'm going to ask you about your own routine as well. You can't escape from this, Jeevan. Let's start with your first client.
So let me introduce the 5 people. So the first person, his name is Mr. Hari Khanna. So he's the managing partner of a law firm called Jaideep Hari & Jamil, one of the co-founders of the firm. And I was coaching with him for over 4 years, and we built a multi-million law firm. So he's got some fascinating morning routines we're going to share. The second person is Dr. Nathan Maniam, and he's the owner of Polyclinic Sri Sandayan. He owns 3 clinics. He's got 3 clinics and some fascinating routines as well. He's got a very interesting routine, which is related to Superman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We'll see that one. So we've got some great stuff from Dr. Nathan. And then we have number 3 is Dr. Fauzia Yunus. She's a dentist. She owns a clinic, Pagigia and Fauzia. She's also got 3 clinics and also some absolutely phenomenal morning routines. All these clients have been with me for several years now. Hari, 4 years. I've worked with him for Nathan. I've worked with him for 2 years. And Dr. Fauzia, 12 years. I've been coaching her for over 12 years. And then we've got number 4. We've got Bill McNabb. He's the chairman of the Vanguard Group. So this is one of the famous personalities out there that many people know. The Vanguard Group, they're one of the largest fund managers in the world with over 5.1 trillion in assets under management. Mm. So some really interesting routines from Bill McNabb. And the last one, I think everyone knows who she is now because of her Netflix shows, is Marie Kondo.
Mm.
So she's got us. she's known as the Japanese organizing consultant. And wrote some really incredible books, Spark Joy, Tidying Up, all sorts of stuff. So she's known as the decluttering queen.
Yeah.
So, you know, the KonMari method and all that. She's got some very, very fascinating morning routines. So all 5 of them, They're very high performers. They're performing extremely well in not just their businesses, but in their lives as well. Mm. And you're going to see this. And they have incredible days simply because of how they start their morning.
And so, it's in the mind as well, so,
exactly.
Right? It's not just about you're going through your day, but when you do have this routine, your mind starts to declutter as well.
Correct, right? I mean, your mind becomes a lot sharper as well because you become more purposeful. And the thing is, I always tell people this, that your success is located in your subconscious mind, not even your conscious mind, meaning, for example, why is it that so most of us have generally, if you look at our dental health, we're generally okay. And why is that? It's because you don't even think about it, but you brush your teeth every day. So you don't think about this. It's in your subconscious. You're doing that. Well, and you take a shower without thinking about it. You brush your teeth without thinking about it. So what if you made a few key moves every morning and it entered into your subconscious? What if you were to do this and you build your success subconsciously? And that's why it's really interesting. So hence it's called a routine. So routine means you don't even think about it. It's just something you do without even much thought to it. So if you can set up a successful routine in the morning, you will have a successful day, and a successful day will lead to a successful week, and then a successful month, and then a year.
Mm.
So it's incredible stuff. So what we're going to do, for each of the questions, I'll give you all five routines, the five of them, and what they do for as an answer to each question. So we'll take a look at it from that point of view. So let's have a look. So the first one, what is your morning routine? So that's question number one. What's your morning routine? So let's take a look. So we've got Hari. So Hari is up at 4 a.m. every day. Can you imagine this? He's up at 4. I mean, this guy's my coaching sessions with Hari were 7 in the morning.
Wow.
So that was amazing. I loved that, actually, because he's up at 4.
He's all going already.
Exactly. And so we had our sessions at 4 in the morning for 4 years now. And so he'd get up at 4 a.m. and he'd have a teh halia at a restaurant near his office. And he's in his office by 5:15 in the morning.
Wow.
And this is incredible stuff. And then once he gets into the office, he must read every day at least 10 pages. So he's got to read at least 10 pages every day. He's one of the few people, I would say, in the world who keeps up with my one book a week thing. I read a book a week. And Hari's one of the few whom I love to have a banter with him on the books he's reading because he does that too. So it's incredible. And he does because he just has to read at least 10 pages every day.
Mm.
And I remember many years ago in one of my coaching sessions, we were doing really well. And I asked him this question. I said, Hari, you're doing really well now. So why do you need to wake up at 4 o'clock and still be in the office at 5:15? You don't need to go in so early anymore. And he said something I'll never forget. He said, Jivan, the world moves at 9 o'clock, and by the time the world moves, I'm already halfway there.
Mm.
I've already completed half the things I need to complete, which is amazing, you know. So that was a great thought. So that's Hari's routine. Then second, we've got Dr. Nathan. Now he's the owner of three clinics. We've got three clinics in Sramban, spread out, and he's got a very interesting routine. He's up at about 6:30 to 7, and then he stands confidently with the Superman pose. Now, being a doctor, he knows the hormonal reasons for doing this pose. Actually, what's the Superman pose? The same pose that the Superman and Wonder Woman have. So you stand up tall. So you stick your chest out and you place your hands on your hips. You can actually Google it. You place your hands on your hips and your chin up. So you got your chin up, hands on hips, and you stand tall. So what the Superman pose actually does is, one, it increases your testosterone. And two, it increases your confidence. Three, it reduces cortisol. And it also reduces stress.
Wow.
So this is an incredible pose. So he gets up in the morning about 6:30 to 7, and he'll stand in that Superman pose, and then for about 2 minutes. And that's really amazing. And then he will do his gratitudes. He will actually, at that point, he will actually listen to these YouTube gratitude videos. He will have that, and he will do his gratitudes for the day as well.
Mm.
So that's an incredible morning routine, very easy to duplicate. Then number three, we've got Dr. Fauzia. I call her Dr. Faye. Now, she's been with me. I've been coaching her now for over 12 years. She's built three clinics, extremely successful. She's got over 10 dentists under her. And she's up at 4:45 in the morning. And recently, she changed her morning routine, and which is really interesting. So she gets up at 4:45 in the morning, and then she spends about 20 minutes on her Cybex. And it's an elliptical machine.
Right.
So it's easy on your knees.
Yeah.
It's just like a treadmill, but it's easy on your knees. So she spends about 20 minutes on her Cybex, and then 15 minutes doing some stretching and lifting some weights. And then she plans her day with her planner. She's got a plan. She plans the entire day and rewrites her goals and writes in her journal. So this gets her to calm down her mind and to get it ready for the rest of the day.
And doing it early in the morning, exactly. So before the world begins,
again,
in a way,
before
right?
the world moves, yeah. you know. At 4:45, you're out there on the side bags and you're working it, you're doing stretches. So I can imagine this. I mean, your body's now awake, your mind's awake, and you're feeling good already. Even before you get into work, you're feeling really awesome. You've done your workout for the day. So that's really good. And even Tony Robbins recommends this, actually. He says you've got to get your workout in first thing in the morning. Then number four, we have Bill McNabb. So this is our chairman of the Vanguard Group. He's got another fascinating routine. So he's up at 5 a.m. and the first things first, he gets coffee. So he's up at 5 a.m. and he gets coffee. Who knows what coffee, man? Could be Nescafe. Who knows, man? Or brew coffee.
His coffee.
So he gets his coffee and then he's in his office by 6:15 in the morning.
Wow.
And the first thing he does is he scans the news, scans all kinds of news out there, and then he starts his first meetings at 8 o'clock in the morning. And same with Dr. Faye, even she starts her morning huddle with the team. So first thing in the morning, by about 8 o'clock, she also starts the huddle. So you can see that these guys all are starting the day very early, and they're in the office early as well, which is very interesting. And then number five, you have an all-time favorite, Marie Kondo. Mm. Of course, she's become incredibly popular because of her Netflix shows, and I've read two of her books, including the Tidying Up book, which I think it's absolutely incredible. So if your house is a mess, then you really need to read the book. It's a long title, but essentially it's called Tidying Up. So she's up at 6:30 in the morning, and she opens her windows to let in fresh air. So that's the first thing she does. As soon as she's up at 6:30, she opens her windows to let in fresh air. I thought, oh, that's interesting. And then she purifies the house by burning incense.
Wow.
So she burns incense. Now, of course, there's a lot of theories to this, that when you burn incense, you remove negative energy and stuff like that. And that's what she does. She purifies the house by burning incense. And then she either has hot water or hot tea. And her husband makes breakfast, so that's very useful. So her husband actually makes her breakfast. And and he makes her either toast and a light, simple breakfast.
Yeah.
Either toast and eggs or miso soup. I can't imagine having that for breakfast.
Yeah, that's a heavy breakfast. Yeah.
I don't know why she doesn't have a thosai or something. and then she prays and does some yoga. So that's question one.
That's
so what's
like
your
for the
morning
soul
routine?
Kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. I mean, she
getting
gets,
fresh air, doing, you
correct.
Know.
Yeah. You get the fresh air in, you burn some incense. You're like, you're really clearing out all the negativity from your life. And with the prayer and yoga, I can imagine her mind must be at a very mindful place when she's ready. So and that's the first question. So we've got three more questions to go.
Before we go through those three questions, again, we're talking about incredible morning routines for incredible days. We're going to take a short break, and hopefully you've been writing all this down. When we come back, we'll go through three more of the questions with five of the personalities, and towards the end, we'll try and get Jeevan to give his morning routine as well.
We're trying to avoid that one.
We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Begin fun moments. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
And we're back with Jeevan Sahadevan, the founder of Leverage Lab, and we're talking about incredible morning routines for incredible days. Earlier on, there are four questions that you got to ask yourself.
That's
and the first one earlier on we did was, what is your morning routine? We went through five different individuals. Three of them are your clients, two of them are famous personalities around the world. Now, question number two that you got to ask yourself is, how long have you stuck with this routine, and
that's
what
right.
has changed?
Okay, so how long have you stuck with this routine? So I took a look at that question with all five again. Mm-hmm. So first one, Hari, we have, now he's been waking up at 4 a.m. for 18 years.
Wow.
Imagine that. 18 years he's been waking up at 4 a.m. and very little has changed. Same routine. I remember throughout our coaching, it was always the same. He would always be up at 4 a.m. and we'd have our sessions at 7. So that's, so Hari's is 18 years. Dr. Nathan, he's been doing this routine, especially the gratitudes and affirmations. He's been doing it for 5 years. And it's changed his life tremendously. For 5 years now, he's been doing this. So, I mean, there are lots of YouTube videos you can actually search on gratitudes and affirmations, and he watches them. And he's been watching this for 5 years and affirming all these great things he's grateful for. And you'll see how a lot of his business, I mean, grew almost effortlessly because of stuff like this. So it's very, very powerful. Dr. Faye, so she did some changes to her routines, and she started last December this new routine, and which is very fascinating, because in less than 2 months, I mean, just 1.5 months, of that new routine, she's read more than 5 books and lost 3 kgs.
Wow.
And gets more done than ever now. Can you imagine that? In just 1.5 months. So this is very encouraging to those listening. Mm. If you've had a really rubbish routine and if really you really hate your morning routine, it's very encouraging because you can start something new immediately. I mean, look at Dr. Faiz. In just 1.5 months, she's read 5 books, she's lost 3 kgs, and she's getting so much done, and she's loving getting up early as well. So it's very encouraging. I mean, here you've got Hari and Dr. Nathan, who've been doing it for 18 years and 5 years, and then you've got Dr. Faiz, which is just 1.5 months. And then we've got Bill McNabb. Now, how long has he been doing his routine? 30 years.
Wow.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. So with Bill, I mean, you're running a $1 trillion business. Can you imagine that? I mean, he's the chairman of the Vanguard Group, and which was founded by a billionaire, John Bogle, who's one of the founders of the Vanguard Group. And now, he's been doing his routine for 30 years, and now get this. There has been hardly any change except a slight 30-minute change. And what was that? It was just so he could come into the office earlier.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine that? I would have thought, 30-minute change, maybe sleep in more, you know?
Yeah, get some rest.
Come in earlier. I don't know, yeah. It's just to come in earlier. It's just, I mean, that was the change. He made that change so that he could actually get in earlier, start his routine even earlier. And that's it. For 30 years, it's more or less exactly the same. And Marie Kondo, again, very interesting. She's been opening windows for fresh air since she was a child.
Wow.
So since she was a child, she's been opening her windows for fresh air. I mean, and she's, it's something she just does without even thinking. But the incense thing, she started about 2 years ago.
Mm.
So you can see they've been sticking with their routines for some time. But again, all different answers here. So that's very interesting. So that's the
second
question.
It's all about
question.
Finding what works for you,
yes,
as well.
That's right. I mean, you experiment, you know, you try and look for something that works with you. If it doesn't, change it. It doesn't matter. But you've got to have a good routine. You start your day well. I keep telling this to all my clients. Start your day powerfully. Always start your day well. Think about it. I mean, why would you want to wake up late and rush? Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
So which then brings me to the next question, because number 1 and 2 is almost impossible to do if you're not handling question 3, which is what time do you sleep? Yeah. So I mean people can tell me, say, oh, Jivan, you know, I wake up at 4 a.m. But if you slept at 3, now that doesn't
you're
help.
Not going to have a good morning.
Yeah, so you're not going to have a good morning or good day at all. So let's take a look at this 5 of them. What time do they sleep? So number 1, Hari. Hari is in bed at the latest, he's in bed by 10 a.m., but at the latest, 11. So you can see he gets sufficient sleep. So he's usually always in bed by 10 o'clock. By 10 o'clock at night, he's already lights out, he's already in bed. And which is, again, a very good thing, because most of our bad habits are all at night. So, you know, the going out to the mamas, yeah, and the eating late suppers,
are dangerous, those hours. Yeah.
So, you know, get in bed early. So Hari's in bed by 10 o'clock at night. Dr. Nathan also in bed by 10 o'clock at night. And the latest, if at all, he's got to be up. He's never up above 12 o'clock, above midnight. His latest would be midnight.
Wow.
But he's usually in bed by 10 again. Mm. And then Dr. Fei, now she, like many of us, finds it a challenge to be in bed by 10, but she actually makes the effort to get into bed by 10 so that she can get up at 4:45, which is interesting because for her, the waking up at 4:45 is super easy. For most people, that's super hard.
Yeah. Up, Paul's going to bed.
Yeah, the bed is the easy part. For her, the going to bed part is a difficult one. So getting to bed by 10 o'clock is difficult. So she does that. She's in bed by 10-ish. And for Bill McNabb, interesting, he's in bed by 9.
Wow.
Gosh, this guy, man. He's in bed by 9, at the latest 10. But most nights, he's in bed by 9. Marie Kondo, a little bit later, like the rest of us, she's about 11:30. So by 11:30 p.m., she's in bed. And she rubs some essential oils on the back of her neck to get a good sleep.
There you go.
there you go, man. So she's very into that whole mindfulness.
And the soul and stuff. Feeding the soul as well. Yeah,
incredible stuff. Mm. Which then brings me to the fourth question, which is, again, a very important question. Do you do anything before bed to make your morning easier? So you see, before you sleep, it's about your morning, actually. It's not even about your sleep. It's over the night, it's over the day's over. So do you do anything before bed to make your morning easier? Now, so each of them, again, they all do different things. So with Hari, sometimes it's a bit of light reading and getting ready for bed, just spending some time with the kids, getting ready for bed. With Dr. Nathan, it's interesting, tells his subconscious mind to wake him up at 6:30 in the morning and says thank you.
Wow.
So, you know, I've got friends like this who don't wake up with an alarm clock. They wake up using their subconscious mind. So it's very, very powerful when you allow your subconscious mind to do things. So he tells his subconscious mind to wake him up at 6:30 in the morning and he says thank you. And Dr. Faye, she gets her workout clothes laid out and ready so that when you wake up in the morning, you're not looking for it. Hey, what do I wear now to get ready? So she gets all the workout clothes ready, and there's no coffee in the evenings at all. So there's no caffeine kick, and ensures a cool room that's dark so you can really sleep off. But what's interesting on her side is she switches her phone off by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yes,
yeah.
I think because you see, our gadgets is sometimes what keeps us up.
Yeah.
And you may be ready for bed, and just as you go about, hit the pillow, and then boom, some Facebook thing or Instagram or
all it needs is a sound, and that's it.
Exactly. And that's it. And then that blue light's now disturbing your consciousness and all that. So she does that. And for McNabb, he finishes all his emails, and then he reads something non-work related to relax his mind.
Mm.
So he just gets some non-work related stuff just to relax his mind, and off to bed he goes. Marie Kondo, very interesting. So she tidies up the house.
Of course, what else does she do, right?
What else can you do? Of course, she wrote the book on it. So she tidies up the house by putting everything in their designated place. So the spoons go into the spoon holder, the towels go on the rack.
I could spend a whole day doing that. So yeah, I don't know how she does it in the one night.
Just finding where my conflicts go, and it's a whole new battle by itself. And she puts everything in its designated. Can you imagine that? I mean,
wow.
I'm thinking, gosh, where would I put some of this stuff?
Yeah.
So I need a new designated place for some of this. But that's incredible. So she does that. And everything from bags, spoons, clothes, you name it. So she does some tidying up.
Mm.
And that allows her to calm down and go to bed. And so... So you can see, so here are these four questions, and from these five people, their morning routines. So I've shared this so that all those listening, you can pick and choose what you want. But to help you out, I've got four steps. So to get yourself ready for an incredible morning routine, so here are four steps that will help you out tremendously. So all those listening, you take these steps down. First one, number one, write down your new routine. So if you decided to have a new routine, the worst thing you can do is think about it in your head. Because you will forget and you won't do it. You'll just change. Yeah, something will distract you and that's it. You won't do it. Mm. So write it down.
It's a commitment when you write it down.
Exactly. Just write it down and stick that next to your bed, you know, your instructions. It's like, I have a little white board next to my bed, which is a small one, which I write down my routines on. So it reminds me when I wake up, hey, I got to do these things. So write it down. Number two, make waking up the trigger for the morning routine and each subsequent element to start the next element. So meaning, when you wake up, that's it, boom, morning routine starts. Then the first thing you do, let's say you get a cup of coffee, for instance, that's the trigger for the next element.
Yeah.
So maybe you may have a total of, say, seven elements in your morning routine. So each element triggers the next element. So that's the second thing you want to do. Third is start small. Just small moves. Some people try and really conquer the world in the morning, you know, and they're not... I mean, for example, I was talking to this guy. I mean, he wakes up every morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he decides one day to just get up at 4 and conquer the world and, you know, go for a 5-kilometer run.
Yeah.
So he got up at 4 and it was raining. So much for the run. So that didn't happen. So he just went for his nasi lemak after that.
Oh, dear.
So somehow he braved the rain for that. But you see, so start small. Start small things. Yeah. And number four... give rewards for your success. So when you're very successful something, give yourself some rewards for that. That gives you a dopamine hit. You know, it gets you really excited. You could maybe announce it on Facebook or you know, take yourself out for a nice meal or something. Give yourself some rewards for successfully executing some morning routines. So here we have it. These four steps and these five guys with their morning routines.
Sounds simple. Sounds simple, but it will be difficult. But also, before we leave, Jeevan, we got to ask you, what is your morning routine?
My morning routine. Okay, so I've got a morning routine which I've been doing since, I think it was about August last year, something new I started. So I just do five things, really. The first one is, you know, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I have my morning cocktail. So there's no alcohol, of course, but what's my morning cocktail? It's like, so what's that? So that's just what I do. I squeeze in about half a lemon or a lime, just an entire lime or half a lemon into a glass of water. And I have a pinch of Himalayan salt, organic Himalayan salt. So salt's a conductor of electricity, so it gets your body all moving, gets your circuitry all moving. So I have that little morning cocktail. It's just water, filtered water, some lemon, and a pinch of Himalayan salt. And the second thing I do is, as soon as I've done that, I've drunk that little cocktail, then I start what I call my breathing thing. And I open the windows like Marie Kondo. I just get out to the balcony and I breathe deeply for 30 to 50 times. Just breathe really deeply, just get the oxygen flowing into my brain. The third thing I do is some squats. If I'm not feeling lazy, push-ups, but that sometimes just doesn't happen. So it'll just be squats, get myself, wake up my body.
And you can change sometimes in and out, right? Yeah, as long as you just have one thing loosen up your body.
Correct. Yeah. Just to get your body ready. And then number four and five. So five things. So the first one is the cocktail. The second is breathing. Third is some squats. Number four is I come up with 12 things I'm grateful for. And sometimes it's hard, actually, to think of 12. Mm. So, but I make that effort. And it can be anything. It can be, I was grateful for the waiter being really nice to me yesterday or something. I just think of 12 things that I'm grateful for. And the last one, number five, I say my prayers. Prayers for my clients, for myself, my family, business, everything. So these five things. I started it sometime last year in August. It's been very helpful. It's had a huge shift in my morning sessions. It's had a whole shift in my life as well. In fact, after doing this, I started opening more morning classes as well for my coaching clients. So some of my clients are in my office at 7 in the morning for their coaching session. So I realized the power of morning routines and hence today's show as well. Mm. So looking forward to hearing from people and with their morning routines and looking forward to hearing what's out there, what people are doing, the crazy things for their mornings.
Exactly, yeah. There's so many insane things that some people do, but you know they all share one thing in common is that they all sleep early and they wake up early and kickstart the
and
day.
And it really starts your day well.
Awesome. You know, the only thing I do so far is just you're sleeping at 10 at night.
There you go. So now you've got a whole bunch of stuff
I've got step one, I've got step two now, which is waking up at 4 in the morning.
You've got a whole bunch of stuff to choose from now.
Jeevan Sahadevan from the Leverage Lab talking about incredible morning routines for incredible days. This has been Open for Business. We'll be back with Raise Your Game at 11 o'clock, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.